Welcome to the Done on Sunday podcast, a self-improvement podcast that's all about making your Sundays count. I'm your host, Tiffany Lewis, founder of Propel Virtual Solutions, a digital marketing company, home of the Copy Shop, and Taylor and Jesse, a stationery company. In this show, we dive into a mix of topics that matter, from entrepreneurship and relationships to self-care and all the latest pop culture trends. Think of this as your weekly chat with your BFF, who's got your back on your journey to self-improvement. So grab your favorite beverage, relax, and get ready to make the most of your Sundays with Done on Sunday. Let's dive in. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Done on Sunday. This is a special episode because I'm answering your questions just like I do every month. Y'all know I love these Ask Me Anything episodes because they give me a chance to truly connect with you all in a very different way. And so it allows us to have a real open, candid conversation and also dig into the real life stuff that you want to know more about. So I've picked three questions for today that touch on life lessons, business, and my personal routine. So let's jump right in. Question one, what's a lesson from this season of your life that you weren't expecting? Now, this is a good one, and if I had to pick just one, because there's so many things, right, it would be this: let go of the timeline you thought you needed to be on. So this season in life has taught me that things unfold exactly how they're supposed to, even when it doesn't match my plans or the plan in my head or the plan in my journal. Like, it's okay that things unfold differently because the unfolding is exactly how it was supposed to unfold. Now, whether that's, you know, in business, relationships, or personal growth, I've really just had to learn that forcing something just because I expected it to happen a certain way usually leads to frustration. It leads to overwhelm. It leads to burnout because I'm like on a hamster wheel trying to do the thing my way when it was never going to go my way in the first place. But I can say that when I decided, right, because I think there's a very real decision that you have to make with yourself in situations like this. And so when I decided to release control and trust the process, things just fell into place in ways I could never imagine. And I can say that about so many things, right? In business, it is going back into a 9-to-5 and corporate role. And while it's remote, like, I'm not getting up and going into an office or anything like that every day. Like, thank God for that. Some things have had to shift in both of my businesses, and even with the podcast. Like, I took a little hiatus for a while after we came back from my winter break, because I just was kind of feeling a little bit overwhelmed and burnt out, and I just hadn't made a plan. Now, when I was applying for remote roles and, you know, thinking all last year about getting back into a corporate role while running my businesses, you know, I had a different expectation, right? Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it differently this time because at my previous time in corporate while running a business, like, I didn't do ABC. So I want to make sure, you know, I do those things. And honestly, it just didn't unfold that way. Like, I still found myself having to put lots of things on the back burner while I onboarded and just kind of got acclimated to my new day to day. So, you know, just because it didn't unfold how I was planning on it doesn't mean that it can't unfold that way at some point. And, you know, all the lessons that I learned when I did this previously, I still can implement them even though it didn't start out that way. So I just want you to keep that in mind as well. Like, even though things kind of unfold as they should and maybe not as you're expecting them to, it doesn't mean that part of your plan or part of your vision can never come to pass. So if you're feeling behind or stuck, I want you to ask yourself, are you really behind or are you just on a different timeline than the one you imagined? So that one was really good. Now, question two, if you had to start your business journey over today, what would you do differently? Now, I could probably write a book on this. And if I could go back, honestly, I think the first thing I do differently is stop trying to do everything and stop trying to do everything alone. I feel like I was a Jill of all trades when I first started my first business. And that quickly led to a lot of business frustration. You know, I thought that I had to grind my way through every part of the business, learning all the things, wearing all the hats, never asking for help. And looking back, you know, it really did just lead to like unnecessary stress, burnout, and frustration. My first year in business, I started off as a virtual assistant. I really struggled with that term. I struggled with the work because I'm like, this is just a glorified secretary. And here I am with all these degrees and professional experience, and people were paying pennies, and I didn't feel comfortable charging more because I was new to that title and that role and that capacity. So honestly, you know, it was just a lot. And I would say that if I were starting over today, I definitely invest in community sooner. Now, I did have a very well-rounded community of women that I was a part of. And that felt good, right? We were all in the same place and in the same space. And it really helped me to thrive in those, you know, first 1 to 3 years, probably even 1 to 5 years. But I did not really invest in terms of financially into more communities of diverse entrepreneurs until much later. So, you know, I would have probably networked a little bit more, gotten into some masterminds earlier, and really found mentors who I could work with one-on-one to kind of just help me navigate things. They could help me navigate the feelings and the thoughts that I was having. And then when I switched about 6 months into my business, I switched to content writing. And no, it was probably about a year. Content writing and copywriting, you know, just having someone like with me along all of those changes. Another thing I would do is outsource earlier. Now, just because you can do it all doesn't mean you should. And I know that a lot of new business owners kind of struggle with the like having outsourcing as a budget line item. And trust me, with all the different ways you can outsource today, like it doesn't have to be expensive. You can use Upwork or Fiverr. I do think in the very beginning, I probably traded services. I don't know if I would probably do that again, but you know, just thinking about the things that, you know, I didn't have the capacity for truly, that I invested time learning how to do when I could have just saved up some coins and paid someone else to do it. So yeah, definitely outsourcing earlier on. And then the last thing is just focusing on what truly moves the needle instead of busy work that feels productive but isn't. And I've had an episode where I kind of talked all about this. And I really want to just kind of reiterate that, you know, being busy is not how you grow your business. It's when you really like focus on the important tasks, those like $1,000 tasks versus those $1 tasks, where, you know, those are the things that are actually helping you get clients and or get customers and, you know, kind of grow your business in the most like productive way. So, and I guess I should start by saying with that one, figuring out what is a busy work task versus something that is actually moving the needle would have probably been a great way to start on that particular item. So if you're in the early stages of your business, or even if you're years in, I want you to ask yourself, where am I holding on to too much? And what can I release in order to grow? So that was a great question. And now for the last question, number 3, what's a Sunday routine that has been a game changer for you? So y'all know I love Sundays. So this is my kind of question. And one thing that has really helped me is what I call my Sunday reset. So it's a mix of reflection, preparation, and rest that sets the tone for the week ahead. And this is what it looks like. So reflect. I journal and pray about the past week. I ask myself questions like what worked, what didn't work, what do I want to carry forward into the new week? And then take some time to kind of sit with those questions. Next, I plan. So I take 15 to 20 minutes to map out my top priorities for the week, and not just work, but personal goals too. So all the things that I need to do, I usually do a brain dump of all the things that I have coming up for the week. And then I prioritize those things based on, you know, importance or dates or things like that. And then the last thing is reset. So I do something that fills my cup. That looks like church, reading, a long shower, popping on some praise and worship music, you know, whatever it is, I need to recharge. Some Sundays it looks like going on a walk. It also could look like going to the grocery store, like by myself, no husband, no kids, just whatever I need to, you know, fill my cup for the week so that I can show up as my best self. And the thing here is that these simple routines or simple rhythms really truly are what keeps me grounded and helps me start Monday feeling ready instead of rushed. So if your Sundays right now are feeling super chaotic, I want you to try this week to building in a reset time just for you. And that's actually your Done on Sunday this week, is to take this question and, or not take this question. Yeah, take this question, question three. And figure out like a rhythm for you, right? So whether that happens Sunday, whether it happens Monday morning, Friday afternoon, before you close your computer for the week, I want you to just take some time to reflect. And it doesn't have to be a long time, 5 minutes, whatever. Ask yourself what worked, what didn't, what do you want to carry forward into the new week? And then plan that out. So again, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you need to map out your top priorities for the next week. And then make a plan for a reset. Now, if you do this on a Friday after work or after, you know, before you're closing your computer for the week, you might not be able to do that reset thing in that moment. But for the weekend ahead, I want you to think about the one thing you can do to kind of fill your cup and recharge. So this was super fun. I want to thank you so much for asking these questions and keeping this segment kind of live this season. And if you enjoyed this, Ask Me Anything, let me know. You know, this is a regular thing. I definitely want to continue doing it. And I would love to get your questions so that I can answer them. So if you have a question, send it my way. And I want to just thank you for, you know, continuing to rock with me throughout this season two. We've got one more episode left to wrap up the season, so don't miss it. And until next time, take care. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Done on Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the show. If so, leave a rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and follow the show so you don't miss out on any episodes. If you'd like to be a guest or have any topic ideas, check out the link in the show notes and let us know. While you're there, don't forget to grab any resources mentioned during the show. And lastly, be sure to connect on socials at Done on Sunday. Can't wait to chat with you next week.